Thanks for being here, folks. Shout out to people, of course, everyone who lives here, because we'll probably see you at some of these events, but to people everywhere, including Squamish and Seychelles and New York and Wyoming and Long Beach and wherever you happen to be, we're very glad you are here. And I'm going to start us off with some music and some fabulous guests. You're listening to William Pint and Felicia Dale from the album When I See Winter Return. And the piece we're hearing, Quand je vois hiver tourner, is that title cut in French, of course. And they wrote, it's a 13th century French song. The lyrics tell of a wandering musician facing the oncoming winter and wishing, parentheses, advertising, for a kind patron to provide food and shelter in exchange for music. With the help of Felicia's mother, we added extra verses describing more of the wonderful things musicians dream of when the weather turns cold and a description of the many benefits of sheltering wandering minstrels. Parentheses, we are open to offers. That's delightful. 1997, I'm not sure, on Waterbug Records. I'm not sure whether they're still open, but you can give it a try and see if you can find them. Quite delightful. Well, speaking of delightful, my first guest is here, and that is Caramico. But, you know, you got really lucky with that name, didn't you? That is such a beautiful name.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. I like
it's
it
It's like, I mean, you're a beautiful person. Aww. And a fine artist and administrator and everything else.
That's very kind of you.
The name kind of captures it, too.
Thank
and
you.
And I'd forgotten, but Kara reminded me that she was also one of our programmers. How long ago was that?
2013, 2014, and 2015. So not too long ago.
Yeah. Kara is the head honcho at the Cannon Beach Arts Association. What is your title?
My title is program director.
And so you've seen her here before. You've heard her here before. But there is so much going on. And it's such exciting business that we wanted to have Kara come back and be able to fill you in on what's going on. And also, if you can jot stuff down, great. If you can't, she'll let you know how to access the information. So today is December 21st. Where do you want to start?
Well, first I want to start by saying thank you. So KMUN is an amazing organization. It's an amazing resource, but you are also an amazing person.
And thank you.
I see you everywhere supporting the arts, and this is an amazing show. So,
and this is not a paid advertisement.
This is not a paid advertisement.
Thanks, Kara.
Thank you. So I want to start by kind of filling our listeners in with the upcoming juried exhibits that we have. Mm-hmm. So we have if you're in our membership list, you probably would have received two postcards updating you about these shows. But for those of you that are not members or on our mailing list, you might be excited to know that we have a community exhibit coming up called Home and Abroad. And you can deliver your work in any medium, any size, between December 26th and December 31st, between 11 and 4. So normally our pickup or our drop-off days are one day, but because of the holidays, we decided to leave it open for a week. Mm-hmm. The idea is to submit work that relates to how you feel about being at home, and thinking about travel, so the wanderlust that you get, or perhaps being abroad and thinking about home, so feeling homesick, or anything along that theme. It's pretty open, but we're really excited to.
Yeah. So now, when is the show going?
The show is going to be from January 2nd until February 13th.
But your openings are usually after the.
Yes. So it'll be the reception will be January 5th.
Rather the reception. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's usually at 6 o'clock. So 6 o'clock until 7:30.
Okay.
So that's a fun show. Right now we still have some miniatures up in the show, but people are already picking them up because the exhibit's mm-hmm. over. So I just kind of have a variety of work that is up on the wall. And we're located at 1064 South Hemlock Street in Cannon Beach. There's also a magnificent sale going on. We have an end-of-the-year sale every year that is everything that didn't quite sell or the artists were not able to pick it up. We basically take off all of the commission on that so that the artists don't have to drive home or drive back and home again to pick up a small piece of work. So it's
nice.
Some really beautiful pieces.
Nice.
But we also have, finally, our 2019 exhibit, because I don't know about you, but I'm ready for 2018 to be over.
Oh, God. Don't get me started.
Right.
Go on.
Yeah. So we have our exhibit schedule up. So the first of the year, of course, is our At Home and Abroad community exhibit. But then we're going to have several non-juried shows, non-community shows that are, I wouldn't say non-community shows, they're artist-specific shows. So in February we're going to be hosting a Cannon Beach Photography Invitational. So we have about 11 artists are really phenomenal, and they're all local to Cannon Beach and the North Coast, and including a few in Astoria, and they're magnificent artists, and they're just wonderful people. So I hope that you all come and see that exhibit. And then that show will be followed by another group show supported by the Oregon Botanical Artists. So one of our longtime volunteers, Dorota, she put that together. Yeah. And the work that is being sent to me is really incredible. It's so just, I mean, the illustrative quality is really beautiful, but I can't tell the difference between many of these illustrations and photographs. They're so detailed. And then we're going to have a show with three artists that have supported the Cannon Beach Gallery for many years. So Nancy Close, Ken Close, and Lynn Brush, followed by something kind of new for us, which turned out to be exceptionally well received. There's an organization in Portland called the Rental Sales Gallery, and they're attached to the Portland Museum. All right, exactly.
I have a piece of Joan David's work.
Oh, that's so
that
cool.
was part of that gallery, and then they sold it off, and I was lucky enough to buy it.
Oh, beautiful! That's awesome.
So, how is that going to work for Cannon Beach Gallery?
Oh, that's going to be interesting. We've already had 80 people RSVP. That is, it's incredible considering it's only just been announced. So I'm going to be working to help curate the show, and we're going to bring in as much as we can without crowding the work. But the idea is that the people who participate need to have some kind of connection to Cannon Beach and support the gallery in some way. So it's going to be a great way to expose new artists to our region, but also to expose our region to new artists that are really painting and drawing and photographing at high levels.
So how does it work for, say, there's somebody out there hearing this and says, what? Now, what is this? How does this work for me? I get in touch with Kara and...
So the only shows that, there are going to be three community shows that will be open to anyone within the community. And you don't have to have any experience. The work just has to be professionally made, meaning that it needs to be ready to be displayed in a professional gallery. And... It needs to fit the theme. So the Rental Sales Gallery exhibit is only open to people within that are members of that gallery and have been painting there for quite some time.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's going to be nice. We've had about 10 artists from that gallery over the years that have displayed in our gallery. Mm-hmm. So I decided after reading their, I think it was their 40th anniversary book, that we really should do some more cross-pollination. But if somebody is hearing this and they want to participate, the show after the Rental Sales Gallery is the 12 by 12 exhibit. And that is our, every other year we host a fundraiser where every artist gets a single birchwood panel, 12 inches by 12 inches. And they can paint or draw or sculpt whatever they want onto it. And that is an invitational only show. But if you get in touch with me and tell me that you want to be invited, I will happily invite you. We have to have an invitational so we know how many panels to get.
Right.
Because they're expensive.
Now, is all of this information on...
It is.
Okay, what is the site? Folks can refer.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Cannon, Cannon, Beach Arts with an S, ARTS, .org.
Easy.
It is very easy.
And it's so people can figure out what fits their needs.
Absolutely.
Also for non-visual artists.
Absolutely.
Can jot it down on their calendar, say this is when the receptions are.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Let me get down there. Because sometimes your favorite piece sells fast.
Yes. Usually they do.
It's good to get there. But remember, as I've noted, the Cannon Beach Gallery starts like on a... whatever, Monday or the week.
Wednesday, usually.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then the reception is the following Saturday.
Precisely.
So you can come in when there's nobody there, take your time and look at everything.
Precisely.
Then come back for the reception where there's always goodies and lots of people. And it's fun to hobnob. So,
absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So I don't have a ton of time left. So I'm just going to briefly mention the remaining artists. We've got Nicole Poole, Rachel Laura, Angela Soans, Elizabeth Pattison, Jessica Sund, Orquita Violetta, and then that ends our year with the miniature show. So that's our 2019 exhibit.
I am so impressed. You're so organized.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, I'm really glad that you think that. Thank you. So I just briefly want to mention that we're also doing some really amazing new programs this year. We're going to be having a music festival in October. So the first weekend in October, we received a wonderful grant from the Tourism and Arts Commission in Cannon Beach. And we have a grant that is not secured, but promised to us. So we're hoping to really put on an amazing event.
Any idea what?
I would like it to be all local music. So great. I'm thinking of bringing in a couple people, maybe from Portland or maybe one, regional headliner. Mm-hmm. But we're really hoping to showcase the people who live here.
We have tremendous musicians.
It is really amazing.
That shouldn't be hard. So all genres, though.
I'm open to all genres. Okay. And then I'm assuming that as I start to work with our budget and work with timing, that it will kind of put itself together. I'm also looking for volunteers, because if anybody wants to help me put that show together, at this point, it's me and a couple other people. So I would love some input. And always loved.
Do you use volunteers during the rest of the year?
Oh, yeah. All year round.
So if someone's interested in getting involved, they might contact you about that, too.
Absolutely.
Best thing is to go to cannonbeacharts.org, check it all out, see where you fit in, whether it's just as a visitor, as a volunteer, as an artist, and get in touch with Kara.
Absolutely.
Kara Miko, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow, I'm exhausted.
I know, right? Right. Oh, and I would like to briefly mention, we're also partnering with the Cannon Beach Academy, and they are trying to do some fundraising. So we're teaching some classes at the Cannon Beach Academy with a grant made possible through the Oregon Coast Visitors Association and the Autzen Foundation. So if you would like to support the Cannon Beach Academy, please consider donating, because they are actively seeking fundraising funds at this point.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you
so much.
Yeah,
Kara Miko from the Cannon Beach Arts Association, which does so much in our community. Okay, I've got some music just to also celebrate the solstice, only in this case it's celebrating the lunar aspect. And this is Bear Moon, according to the Native American tradition. Have a listen. My next guests are waiting outside. So what's interesting about this being the winter solstice is that we think about it as the longest dark period, because it's the longest night. But the truth is, I was reading up on this, and it turns out that this year it is a full moon. And what I read, and I could be, I may have gotten the wrong information, but what I read is that this is the longest full moon. You're going to be able to see what looks like a full moon for something like 3 days. I never heard of such a thing, but that's what. So it's going to be bright and light as long as the sky is clear. And, of course, it's always clear here in the Pacific Northwest, isn't it? Yeah, Kelly is chuckling in the background. Okay. The Kelly I'm speaking of is Kelly Shannon, and she has a spectacular coming up tomorrow. That's the December 22nd, Saturday, 6 p.m. at the Liberty Theater, and it is the Astoria Christmas Fantastic, a holiday show. Congratulations, Kelly. Ah!
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure and honor to be here with you always, Carol.
Always.
Thank you so much.
This is so exciting, though, that you're doing this. So, you've performed at the Liberty before.
This will be my fourth performance at the Liberty Theater. Wow. And I've had people like Abe Laboriel, who is a star on the bass, and lots of people from Portland. And this show is going to be very, very, very special because I've got a trio of the Portland Jazz Trio, and that's Gordon Lee, Dave Capteen, and Todd Bishop. Mm-hmm. And Gordon was on my last record, and they're actually having a rehearsal right now without me.
Wee. Well, that's good. You know what you're doing anyway.
I hope so. I better.
And you're also going to be featuring the North Coast Chorale.
Yes.
Is that true? What,
they're
Songs of Mary mm-hmm. from their last concert.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then some special notable, local notables.
Yes, Miss Dinah Urell, mm-hmm. Walter Trumbull, and Mike Metzner will be on
goodness.
The stage. And my daughter, Violet Starr, will be there. She's two and a half. Almost two and a half.
And is she... Does she sing along with everybody?
She has beautiful pitch, and I just looked at Facebook, and there's a video up of her at the rehearsal that I'm missing right now.
Well, yes. I'm glad it's right. It's recorded for you.
Yeah,
we'll send
you
back there. That's Dinah, of course. We know from Hip Fish
and Kala,
and we do get to hear her sing. The Walt Trumbull and Mike Metzner, too. Also exceptional singers. We don't hear as much, so that's exciting.
I don't hear Dinah singing out so much, and I'm so excited to hear her on the Liberty stage. There's so many beautiful, talented performers around here that maybe don't get the opportunity to do the Liberty because it's expensive or it's hard to do a show there when you're local. And kind of what I do is I get community participation.
Great.
So I got a lot of community support from businesses and pre-selling tickets, and
good.
So it was fairly close landing with my overhead and what I'm making. I'll break even, I hope. But
well, let's hope we have a full house.
Yeah, and that would even be better. I'm hoping so. There should be. It's looking like it's going to sell out.
Great.
So
it is an early show. It's at 6 p.m. So that gives you the rest of the evening too. I don't know how many hours this is going to go on.
A couple hours, and it's going to be just action packed. Nonstop singers in the round and high energy. I'm doing kind of like Tonight Show style performance, and so it'll be a high energy, fun, Christmassy, lots of joy and cheer.
So now let's back up a little bit for those people who don't know you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your history? You have been here and were singing, then you went away, and now you're back, which is fabulous. What's your musical background?
Well, I've never stopped singing. I think I came out singing, and
so that's where Violet gets her genetic.
Gosh, she's an animal. And my background is actually classical opera, and then I started singing jazz when I was about 12, and I memorized a majority of Ella Fitzgerald that I could get my hands on. I mean, we had to go to the library back then. I mean, that was there was no YouTube. You couldn't just Google and look up all these incredible, amazing artists. So I had to do some research and have influences, real people influences, people who touched my lives with records, and actually, spent the time.
What do you have? I mean, you said you've been singing forever, so maybe you don't have an answer to this, but what, like, was it that someone realized, just like you said about your daughter, she can sing on pitch? What was it that got you into the music, and why music?
My mother is a wonderful singer, and my grandparents were professional musicians.
Oh, okay.
My grandfather was the concert master of the Spokane Philharmonic for 18 years, and he taught music, and my grandmother had ballet school. And
so it really she is played the genetic.
And she also taught at the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music when she was 16 or 18. No, she graduated from college at 18, and they hired her on, and she taught music theory.
Well, I'm very, very glad that you never rebelled, and instead you embraced the music.
Oh, I couldn't help it. I've been in love. I've been in love all of my life, Carol. I've been very fortunate to be in love all for my entire life.
And well, and you do it so well.
Thank you.
And you you did do some studying as well.
Yes. Oh, of course. So oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, you have to do that if you want to be the best that you can be, or be the best.
Yeah. And performing professionally as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
This is happening tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the Liberty Theater. That's on 12th and Commercial. And you can get tickets, I'm sure, on the website.
There's a few left. Okay. It's getting close.
LibertyAstoria.org. Yeah, that would probably be a good idea. You can take your chances and show up at the door at 5:30. And it's probably open seating. So even if you have tickets, it's a good idea to get there early. Mm-hmm. And when the doors open, you don't have to run, but you can go in and pick your seat. Especially if you're coming with several people, you want to be able to
sit together.
Yeah. Then you better get there early. So very exciting. And again, the Portland Jazz Trio is joining you with Gordon Lee on piano, Dave Kapteyn, who's, I remember, he's been here with,
I've been singing with him for like 20 years.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
And Gordon Lee, I can't remember the first time I sang with him, but the last record, the Temptation CD, that's also on Apple iTunes, and you can listen to that. It's on YouTube too, somebody put it on there.
And then Todd Bishop on drums. Now, will you have any CDs or music for sale there?
Oh, no, I should.
Well, if you got them, you should.
I don't know if I have any with me. I've been traveling for the last 8 months. Eight months on the road.
Yeah, that
eight
makes
months.
It tricky.
That's another conversation.
Where can people, do you have a website by any chance, or probably not right now?
No, but I'm on Facebook, and I'm easily findable.
And Kelly is with two E's, so that's K-E-L-L-E-Y, Shannon, S-H-A. N-O-N. And soon you'll be seeing Violet up there as well.
Oh, she's so amazing. She's
she
just
is adorable.
Her pitch is so just pure and perfect, and she's just a love.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be a gorgeous concert. The Astoria Christmas Fantastic. Any particular pieces that you want to mention?
I'm going to be singing an original.
What?
Yeah, I know. I know. I don't do that usually, but I have a fresh one hot off the chest.
Congratulations.
Hot off the press.
That's
off the
great.
Dome.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
And that you'll be singing that with the jazz trio?
Yes. And it's going to be just wonderful, beautiful Christmas music. Some happy, some sad. You know, we'll run the gamut. And it's hard to get Santa Claus and Jesus Christ on the same stage. And I've done it. Come see the show. It'll be fantastic.
Okay. Again, at the Liberty Theater. And that's LibertyAstoria.org. Thank you so much, Kelly.
Thank you, Carol.
Okay.
Love you madly. Thank you.
Wonderful concert.
Yes, Merry Christmas, Carol.
Okay. And I've got some music for you from my next guest, who has a concert tonight, Marco Panuccio. A lyrical.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. For yonder breaks glowing hearts, by his cradle we stand. So led by light of a star sweetly gleaming, here came the wise men from Orient land. The King of Kings lay thus in lowly manger, through all our trials, born to be a friend.
And that is my guest, that gorgeous tenor, Marco Panuccio.
Panuccio. Yes.
There we go. Panuccio.
Thank you.
And it's Italian Day here on Arts Live and Local. You'll see from my next guest. But Marco is a guest. Marco, where do you live?
I live in Cincinnati, Ohio.
You do?
I do.
Okay. And it sounds as though you have been roaming the country, though, with this program and other work that you do as well.
Sure.
But this is your 10th year anniversary of this program?
Correct, yes.
Wow.
So 10 years ago, I did not have an opportunity to sing any of the Bach, like the Bach Christmas Oratorio or the Handel's Messiah. It was just a non-gigging December. Mm-hmm. And so since there was no opportunity, I made one for myself. And so I started out with a pianist friend of mine in Cincinnati, Ohio, and we did just piano and myself, and we did all of the Christmas highlights. And here we are 10 years later. It's crazy, but that's how it all works out. It is. It's great. Yes.
Yeah.
So this year for the 10-year anniversary, this is my largest American tour. The 2018 is the largest tour. We were on 8 cities this year. So last night I was just in Salem. Tonight I will be here in Astoria. And then tomorrow morning I fly back to Philadelphia.
I saw that and I thought, what?
Yeah.
This is 3,000 miles away.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, but I want to reiterate what you just mentioned. Marco's here in Astoria and on Arts Live and Local because his concert is this evening. That is December 21st, Friday night, at the Performing Arts Center on 16th and Franklin at 7:30. And as you can hear from what you just listened to, it will be absolutely gorgeous. You said when you first started, you know, hitting all the Christmas hits.
Sure.
But it sounds like you've got quite a variety in your music. So.
Yeah, there is. And throughout the years, I've learned to just adapt this program accordingly to my demographics. And I've really understood that audiences really, they don't want to think for these concerts. They want to come in and they want to be entertained. And so I give a variety of both the sacred and secular pieces and some of the audience favorite pieces and my favorite pieces as well. Every year, the program changes drastically,
nice.
but I just continue doing that because, you know, we look on TV and we hear the news and there's so much negativity going on every single day, each and every day. And I want to be able to bring my audiences just away from that, just for an hour and a half away, just to bring them into some type of peace and solace in their life. And music really, really heals the soul.
Well, I read something about you and I actually wrote that down. Music heals, because that's one of my tenets here on this show. Art saves lives and art heals.
It does.
So you said that and I thought, yep, Absolutely. And also, I appreciated that you emphasized that the holidays are for people coming together with loved ones or for the music, whatever it is that, as you're saying right now, opens the soul, opens the heart, and fills it with a good feeling and with love. So,
absolutely.
Well, your voice alone could do that.
No matter, thank
I
you.
Think you could read the telephone book, and it would still sound good.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
It's true. It's just gorgeous. And I couldn't really tell from the picture, but I don't see you as being very old either. And so this is a good thing, because you've got some years ahead of you singing.
I hope I do. I hope I have about 25 to 30 years ahead.
Absolutely fabulous. We want to mention that Vincent, our own Vincent Centeno, is your accompanist.
Is the clarinet pianist, correct?
And,
yes.
You were here a year ago.
I was here last year in Astoria.
Mm-hmm. And Vincent played with you then too. But you've also played with the London Symphony Orchestra, the Beijing Symphony, the Lyric Opera of Chicago. You get around.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
and
good.
You know, my second home. We always joke. My second home is both of my suitcases, and I enjoy it thoroughly. I really, really do, because you know there will come a time in my life where, and when that time comes, where I say, you know what, I've had enough. Then it will be time for me to gracefully retire, because there are so many younger singers that are starving to have this career that I have, and I'm very, very fortunate. I have to count my lucky stars that I have this.
And you've created so much of it. So, do you sing in? This is a silly thing to say. Normal operas?
Yes, I do. For example, I sing in La Boheme, and I do Rigoletto, and The Barber of Seville.
Oh,
and
wait, you were here for the Astoria Music Festival?
I was
at some point.
Two years ago, and I did The Barber of Seville. But I have a very, very long connection here in Astoria, because when I was in, I think it may have been 98, 99, or 2000, somewhere in that area, there was something called the Portland Summerfest, and we did the Elixir of Love in Portland, and then we brought it up here to the Astoria, to the Liberty. Now, this was pre-renovation.
Yes.
back then. Right. So, believe me, I remember the Astoria, I mean, I remember the Liberty Theater pre-reconstruction. Yes, exactly.
Right.
And then we did another concert, and I came back into it when I looked, and I was just blown away.
Right.
It's absolutely, what a gem of a theater that we have here.
Cleaned up so beautifully.
Absolutely. And that's how I fell in love with Astoria, because when I was coming back, I came back every year, and the community is so wonderful and loving and giving and sharing. And then I thought, why not bring this Christmas concert here to Astoria last year?
And I also noticed something about a very good friend of mine and many of the local artists, Christy Payne. Christy Payne, who is a fabulous miniature artist and calligrapher, does gorgeous work. Tell us that.
Can I tell you a quick story? Yeah, real quick story. So to make a long story short, this was a few years ago. I was waiting for my designer to get the artwork done, and I just needed a placement holder so I can announce the season. Mm-hmm. I did a Google search, and I happened to find this beautiful logo. O Holy Night. Well, I used it, and I realized that it was copyrighted, and I said, oh gosh, I need to contact this person. So I looked it up. It was Christy Payne, and I found her name as she was a member of the Portland Calligraphy Society. So I contacted the president of the Portland Calligraphy Society. I said, I need to get in touch with Christy immediately. Within 5 minutes, Christy emailed me back. I said, is it possible for me to use the logo? She said, absolutely no problem whatsoever. Great. And I said, by the way, where do you live? And she said, Astoria, Oregon. I said, you've got to be kidding me.
My favorite little spot.
It was amazing. So 2 years ago, at the Astoria Music Festival, when I sang the Beethoven 9, Christy came, and that was the first time that I actually met her, and I can still feel that hug today.
Lovely. Well, she's a wonderful friend. She and Greg have moved to the East Coast now.
Yes, have they moved to New Hampshire?
Living right down the block from Emily Dickinson.
Okay.
Her house, anyway.
Yeah.
And we miss them terribly, but they're still very much a part of our lives.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
When I read
that,
I thought, how wonderful. The way it all comes together, and talk about healing. That's a beautiful story.
Sure.
So tonight, at the show is at 7:30. Come earlier. And The Performing Arts Center is on 16th and Franklin, and it is also a wonderful old building. It used to be a church, so it's perfect for all this music that
Correct.
You're singing as well. And then Marco Panuccio.
Bravo.
Okay.
Perfect.
Will be singing his with his gorgeous tenor opera voice. And Emmy nominated. I forgot to mention that. Yes.
Yep,
that's
it sure
right.
was. Yeah. The local PBS station picked it up back in 2012. They came in and recorded it in Cincinnati and then they played it around the country and then they got the nomination from that. Yeah.
Nice.
And also just tonight I just want to just let everyone know that tickets can be purchased at the door tonight as well. So because I think the online ticket purchases are closed right now, but you can get the tickets at the door. Yep.
Yes. So just show up. But the show is at 7:30. Every show in this town starts at a different time. This one's 7:30, so come earlier so you can get your ticket at the door. Thank you so much, Marco.
Thank you so
I'm
very much.
I'm delighted to have you in this town, and thanks for the gorgeous music.
Thank you very much. I'm so happy to be back in Astoria. I love it here so much. Thank you.
I'm sure we'll see you again. Okay, again, that's tonight, 7:30. And I have a piece of music that I want to send out to good friend and a remembrance for him. And this would be Mark Josephs. And Mark is the person who started the Tenor Guitar Gathering here in Astoria. 2019 would be the 10th year if we're able to pull it off. So happy birthday wishes for Mark, who died almost 3 years ago now, and also to Karen Sexton Josephs. Happy birthday.
Night is heavy, a blanket of soul. Night's mystery, death seeds the darkness. Though the sounds become dimmer after the chatter of the day, a void still leaves me awake. I can hear the creek at the bottom of the hill, the giant fir stir, a wind weaves this world. All the mice and the snakes duel in the blackness. My mind leaves me awake. The signals in the silence, the poem to the end. Mirrors would reside on the shores of the dead. Lead me, great lover, from beyond this mortal coil. Let me rest in this blanket of soul. Silence, the poem to the end. Mirror's word resides in the valley of the dead. Lead me, great lover, from beyond this mortal coil. Let me rest in this blanket of soul. Let me rest in this blanket of soul.
Wow, that was wonderful.
Hey,
okay, let's. I'm going to admit to the listening audience that these two gentlemen came in and sat down, and I suddenly said, "Can you start playing right away?" And they did, and so beautiful. Okay, that's Wander Lodge. And who are you, Wander Lodge?
My name is Chris Stewart, and this is Matt Cadinelli.
And they're from Portland.
Yes.
And they are playing tonight at the Sand Trap. I believe that's a 7 o'clock gig.
Yes.
And that's the McMenamin Sand Trap over there in Gearhart.
Exactly.
It can be a little tricky to find, but it's worth it. It's a lot of fun. So, yeah. Well, I've actually, Matt, I believe, has been on this show before under a different guise. He's, you know, all the, you know, these musicians, they all have different bands. They, I know Spud Siegel plays like Spud Siegel and Friends.
Right.
And that gives him a lot of leeway, so anybody can show.
I should think about that.
Yeah, right.
I think I was here as the Dawn of Division Street.
That's right.
Once.
Yeah, yep.
And yep. Then with Celila once before that.
That's right. Yeah. So how does that work for you? Is it because a different lineup, different kind of music?
Well, I'll answer for Matt because he won't say this. Matt's
okay,
an incredible drummer.
Oh.
And it's really easy to want to have him drum in your band if you're a songwriter. And then he's also a great singer and songwriter. And so there's times when he plays his songs, and there's times where he's begged even to play other folks' songs on drums.
Yes. Thank you, Chris, because no, I couldn't have gotten that out of him.
No, he wouldn't have said that.
So, but that, because Matt's on guitar right now, but that was Chris playing. And what is this called?
This is a resonator guitar.
Resonator. It's a beautiful instrument.
And a big metal cone in it.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And a lot of picking. So wonderful. So you come to this area just in and out? Or
actually, as Wander Lodge now, we come here, we come out to the to play the Adrift Hotel once a month now.
Oh.
So, and we've been doing that basically 2 years now, I think, that we've been coming once a month. So, starting in 2019, we'll be coming the last Sunday of the month and playing for three nights at a time.
Okay, so I was going to ask you, because they have these equations that I can never figure out. 3 days, 2 days, 1 day. So
exactly.
You're Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yes.
And the last of the month.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. And so is Wander Lodge just the two of you?
It is.
Okay. Just checking because...
You seem like you don't think that's enough, girl.
I think it is fabulous, but after you gave that whole pitch about drums, I'm thinking... What's the story?
Yeah.
But no, I loved what
Well, we
I
built
just
this
heard.
Specifically so that we could play music while you eat dinner or in the winery or things like that. And we play full time. And so it helps us to have also a quiet act, not just a rock and roll act.
Yeah. Very wise. Very wise. So you're both full time musicians then?
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't that something? I like to emphasize that on this show because so many people think you can't. The art is great, art being all the arts, but you can't make a living at it.
Right.
Now, we're not talking about getting filthy, disgustingly rich like some people in this country. We're talking about creating beauty, healing beauty, enjoying being with people, and also being able to support yourself. Yes. And families, if you've got them. So what was that
song?
Well,
sometimes we like to talk about the difference between playing music and being in a music industry. And we don't have anything to do with the music business.
Right.
But we have made playing music our life's pursuits.
Good, good. Yeah, that's what we like around here. And I think we're very blessed. My first guest, Kara Miko, is from the Cannon Beach Arts Association. She was talking about putting on a music festival next October. Mm. And I said, what kind of music? And she said, all kinds, but it's basically local, maybe some from Portland, but it's really because we are so rich.
Right.
And it wasn't always like that. I've been here almost 45 years, and but it has grown to that. And these are the musicians who are, as you put it, not in the industry.
Yeah.
So we know because when we fill out the sheets, our friends don't, they're indie labels.
Right, right.
So you're not on all those, they don't get the
nothing
money
you've heard of.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But we, right here on Coast Community Radio, we play it.
Right.
I'm sure KBOO does too.
Right.
So what was that that you started us with? What was that?
That was a song I wrote. What's it called?
Blanket of Soul.
It's called Blanket of Soul. I wrote that when I moved up to my new house that I've been in a couple years now, but it's outside of Portland, a little ways up in the hills. And it's just about being there and listening to the creek and being in the nighttime and actually having trouble sleeping. Writing that song about that.
Because it's so quiet? Or
yes, actually. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I know. I live out in the quiet, too, although I've been there so long now, it's hard for me to deal with all the noises,
the
music on. So, Chris, do you play with other groups as well? Do you?
I do. I have a band that we've had for 10 years called Root Jack, and we play mostly Pacific Northwest. And then Matt and I are in a couple of bands together. We play Scott McDougall, that's called McDougall and Friends, and Matt plays drums and I play guitar, and we'll be behind another songwriter. And we have a band called the Dead String Family Band, and that's essentially like a sort of 70s country band with steel guitars, and we play all night long for folks to dance to.
God,
and then Matt and I have expanded Wander Lodge into what we call Wander Band, where we've joined forces with a band from Portland called the Res Electrics.
Oh, yes.
And they play out here a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're in the Wander Band, and then we have a keyboard player, Mike Walker, who's been around the Northwest playing for a long, long time. And that's sort of a big show band, and that's really fun to do.
Well, would you play us one more piece then?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Short one, because we're close.
Perfect. We've got a short song.
Excellent.
Cocaine ruins everything. Cocaine ruins everything. Cocaine ruins everything. Cocaine ruins everything. Now I'm whiskey ruins everything. Whiskey ruins everything.
Whiskey ruins everything. Whiskey ruins everything. I want more. I want more. Your love fixes everything. Yes. Your love fixes everything. Your love fixes everything. And I want more.
If you want more, and I certainly want more, you can find Wander Lodge, that's Matt Cadinelli and Chris Stewart, at Sand Trap tonight in Gearhart at 7 o'clock, and watch for them at the Adrift on the last weekends in 2019. That's over in on the peninsula. And the harmony is terrific. And that was actually Chris taking the lead there, but you can't. They mix it up so beautifully. That is just gorgeous, both of you. Lovely.
Thanks
wow.
so much.
I'm so glad you made it in.
Yay, thanks, we are too.
Okay.
Thanks for having us.
Well, you know, you want to strum a little? I have 1 minute. I want to just, I'm going to bring you down because I want to tell people what else is going on tonight. Just strum along. Coaster Theater ends its run this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 7:30. That's The Wizard of Oz. It was great fun. And I also played that Over the Rainbow for you, Sunday at 3. Wednesday, listen up. The Trail Band is sold out on Wednesday at the Coaster. Astor Street Opry Company, Scrooge and Astoria, also last weekend. The Performing Arts Center, Marco Panuccio, Labor Temple, 8 o'clock, has a Winter Solstice Party. And then Saturday, DJ Ryan Hurt. The Hoffman, let's see, at the NCRD Worlds of Ursula K. Le Guin. It's a film that looks terrific. I saw the trailer. Sou'wester has Rude Wife and Ophin, and tomorrow they have an art workshop, Soul Collage, and then music in the evening. Public Coast Brewing, also music. Tonight, Sonny Ruiso. At Ruisi, and Saturday, Adams and Costello. Tomorrow, Cannon Beach Community Church, Jennifer Goodenberger and Shelley Loring at 3. Astoria Arts and Movement Center is having a solstice bazaar, 11 to 7. And then there's going to be a tango craft.